Hey, welcome to the Carson Anderson program. Outdoors again, as we are at Comerica Park. Tigers wrap up the series with the Twins. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Doug.
How have you been since I last saw you, I don't know, what?
About 14 hours ago?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm doing well. I'm recovering a little bit. I was stunned when I got home.
Yeah.
How much pain I was in, because this is the first round of golf I played this year.
Yeah.
I thought that I stretched reasonably well before I left the house to go yesterday. Even afterwards, you know, kind of stretching out a little bit. But I sat down to watch the baseball game, and when I got up to get myself a glass of water, I felt like I was in a car accident. I mean, I'm not kidding. Everything, feet, knees, hips, shoulders, dude, back, everything, eyelids, everything.
It was. We received warnings from people who were working outside about how miserable it was. We mentioned yesterday on the air we were going to play golf with Stoney, and Stoney's the best. Stoney,
awesome host.
Yeah, talk about his fascinating swing that Stoney has. But he plays with it.
It works.
He looks more like a man falling off a trapeze, but it works for him.
You shot better than both of us.
Shot better than us. But he's consistent, and that's what matters. And look, we have fun. That's actually what matters. So it was hot, and it was humid, and we played eight holes, and at the eighth hole, the siren sounded, as you mentioned. So we go inside. We have a couple of beers. Come back out, and now it's back to being hot. Everything's been rained on, and the humidity was through the roof.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the first eight holes, before the horn sounded, was it warm? Yeah. Was it unbearable? Absolutely not. Yep. No, it was fine. But then,
I was having a decent round, and then it all went to hell in a handbasket. I mean, it was one of those nightmares where I just couldn't hit the ball. Gator, you hit the ball very far. Your issue off the tee was that you'd hit it into the rough. I think you hit one fairway all day.
I hit. There were two fairways. Yeah.
He hits it a long way, and then the challenge is finding it.
Well, that was strange because normally
it's not like you hit it into the woods.
No, I have a tendency to pull the ball a little bit, but when that grass was thick, the rough was thick, I could not find a ball, and that was very frustrating. But nonetheless, it was a good time.
It had gotten to the point after about 13 where I'm like, is there a cart girl out here? Because I just need to sad drink. Like I was ready to sit in the cart and sad drink for a couple holes because it had just all unraveled. But it was a great time, and bottom line is, it's great to identify that you have to work on things, to acknowledge what you have to work on and work on them.
Is that how you're looking at it?
Yeah, the summer of Doug is off to a terrible start, but it's...
Interesting wildlife on the course yesterday.
Oh, the hawk?
Well...
And the turtle? That wasn't a turtle. That was a dinosaur, man.
It was a tortoise.
That thing, you almost stepped on it. I thought it was like a little decoration, like somebody put a stone turtle. The thing was, for those watching on camera, I mean, I'm not exaggerating. It was this big, right?
Yeah, it was, it was close to 2 feet.
Yeah.
Close to 2 feet.
Whatever it is.
I said close to.
Yeah. It was a massive, massive dinosaur, prehistoric turtle on this course.
I didn't see it initially. Like we were over by a tee box, I think on the second or third tee, and then you're like, a gator. I'm like, what? He goes, look. And I looked down after I had sat back in the golf cart. I'm like, oh my God, look at this thing.
Yep.
And you said I was like within inches of stepping on it. And I don't know, how did I miss that?
Yep.
That thing is massive. And then later on, I'm trying to hit this shot out of the rough, and there was this overhanging tree. And in the tree was a hawk.
Yeah, and a hawk was...
What is this?
Circling you. Like
he's
he was
just,
going
he's just
into...
hanging in the tree, and he's making... He sounded like a duck.
Yeah.
He's making, like, quacking noises. I'm like, what? Hey, man, we're good. I got no beef with you.
I do wish... I mean, for anybody who was working outside yesterday or outside for an extended period of time, a fascinating experience would have been to step on the scale before the round and step on the scale after the round. But good time was had. Good time was had.
Well, if you're hydrating, then it won't be much of a difference.
Yeah, and we drank some water, but anyway.
Like I drank a lot when I came home.
So, yeah, the Tiger game was a little weird, truncated start. Not sure why they started the game. We actually had it on the speaker, and we're listening to it, and a few pitches in, they stopped the game. and threw it back to the studio. And Rieger was like, why'd they start this game? And I'm like, I don't know why they start
this game. That's got to be so aggravating to A.J. Hinch in particular because, you know, he's got to know, okay, I got to warm up my pitcher. He's got to get ready. And, you know, it makes a difference. And Valdez goes out there and starts, and then they say, oh, well, let's put the tarp out there. And, like, wait a minute. And now you go through however long the rain delay was, over an hour, right? Like an hour and 10 minutes or something like that. That's a long time. A long time to sit, and then your starter's got to come out there and pitch again. I mean, a lot of instances you're going to see with a rain delay that the starter, if he has to start the game and then there's a delay, he's not going to come back.
Right.
So I give Valdez a little bit of grace yesterday in that he didn't have his best stuff. He was fine, but, you know, then the three-run home run to Buxton is that's a little bit of a backbreaker. But I thought it was unfair to begin with that why on earth is he – why are they starting the game?
They obviously did – I'm sure they would sit back and tell you, well, we didn't see this pop-up storm coming. And I guess us being outside – we were outside and we didn't see. It wasn't supposed to rain. Wasn't supposed to rain.
But it looked like it was going to.
And then suddenly, it grew ominous. Things got ominous. And we were probably. It was probably about 10 minutes before they blew the horn, where it turned quickly. So that can happen. Additionally, there's been a massive cutback. I heard weather people post about this. There's been a massive cutback in weather balloons. And it's affected their ability to predict the weather, which was already sketchy, but it's like us predicting games. It's not an exact science, but they're getting less feedback than they ever have. So I have more grace for weather people now than I did. But once the game started...
All right, Luderman, you catch a break.
Yeah. Yep. once the game did start, it just felt like one of those games where they were... They couldn't get the big out when they needed, or couldn't get the big hit when they needed, and Valdez didn't have his best stuff.
No, but...
But as you said, cut him a little bit of slack.
Yeah, and the bats missed some opportunities in the game, too. But look, it's one game. I think we're looking at is a stretch in June where they're 6-2 in June. It looks pretty good. I'm still encouraged to go out there today and see if they can come away with a series win because that's all you're looking for.
Yeah, the realistic goals. And AJ said it this morning for people who heard it. He's trying to make sure that one loss is they react to one loss appropriately. Anytime they lose a game, it's one loss. Avoid it being a massive reaction, as I think were his exact words. In the meantime, the newsworthy stuff is he's meeting with Scooble this morning. He's meeting with Casey Mize. He's meeting with Kenley Jansen. JB threw yesterday, and we'll get an update on his status. And AJ wouldn't commit, so unless to Scooble's return this weekend, unless there's been breaking news since we hit the air. But
yeah, it sounds like he wants to. He just doesn't want to mislead anybody. And think, you know, we're leaving it open. We got a lot of meetings to talk with a lot of people today. We're gonna see, you know, because they got to. Hey, how you feeling today after your bullpen session? And I'm sure once that conversation takes place, that you know you might see a tweet released later on today.
Yep, and we're crossing our fingers. But I thought the guys did a great job, and I really appreciate AJ's ability to answer critical questions about what he does. And the guys asked him specifically about his habits to pinch hit. Tigers pinch hit more than any team in the league. And fans get frustrated and call us when it doesn't work. And they asked two very pointed questions about that. And if you have had problems and issues with how AJ pinch hits for guys, he basically is answering your questions. And we'll replay it because I think it's really interesting to hear what he had to say about that. And we'll get to that coming up today at 10:20. In the meantime, I don't know what to call it, whether it's the greatest comeback or the greatest choke job, gag of a lead in NBA history. Last night's Game 4 was something between the detestable Knicks and the annoying Spurs.
I was not happy. I was not happy at all.
Well, somebody sitting back in our studios is outright pissed today. And we will get to that a little bit later on. Oh, yeah. And we're unaffiliated fans, right? We're just watching games now because it's the NBA Finals. But as an unaffiliated observer, it's interesting in a game like that what emotions organically bubbled to the surface. Because I bet my emotion was different from yours and different from Kang's of how I was reacting. But we will get to that coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Hey, if you've been critical of AJ's pinch hitting and what he does with his lineups and his lefty-righty stuff, he talks directly to you. And you'll hear it coming up next.